I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with the Washington Post's national arts reporter, Jeff Edgers. And we'll be talking about the slow collapse of the guitar industry. In the past decade, electric guitar sales have plummeted. The two biggest companies, Gibson and Fender, are in debt, as is the largest chain retailer, Guitar Center. But experts aren't worried that profits are down. That happens in business. What's worrisome is why sales are down. The baby boomers who once emulated guitar gods like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton are retiring and downsizing. And the younger generation, fueled these days by electronic music, aren't stepping in to replace them. Edgers spent a year collecting data for this piece, visiting the National Association of Music Merchants show and School of Rock, spending time with the head of Gibson, and interviewing Paul McCartney, Vernon Reid, and other industry experts. Jeff Edgers, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, Ron, thanks for having me.
Being one of those baby boomer guys who in 1963 was playing a Fender Sunburst Stratocaster, I'm really interested in what you have to say about what's going on in the electric guitar market.
You still got that guitar, Ron?
Brother, I wish I did.
That's a piece of the story, but, you know, the guitar itself is just unlike any other consumer electronics entertainment product you can imagine, because there's no other thing where, you know, people don't go and try to find a 1963 12-inch Magnavox TV, but, you know, many people would prefer a 1963 Sunburst Stratocaster to a brand new one. So it's, you brought up one of the complications with this business.
Let's just start with the great Nashville guitar retailer, George Gruen.
Well, George is sort of the Rain Man of guitars. I mean, he knows every number associated with the guitar market over the years. He's been selling them since 71. He, you know, sold them to Eric Clapton and Billy Gibbons and virtually anyone you can think of. And George's big problem and issue is he just feels like they're making too many new guitars, that they're flooding the market with these new guitars, and that there simply aren't enough people to meet that supply. And I spent a lot of time with George talking about this. And, you know, some people think George is a little bit negative, but they don't question his expertise. What he worries about is, with all these guitars out there, how can this market still thrive and profit in the same way? That's one piece. And then George also talked about something that a lot of older people talk about. I mean, I do. I'm 46, so as an old man, I think of guitar heroes. Who is around now to get kids to pick up a guitar in the same way I watched Jimmy Page or Jeff Beck or Eric Clapton and Eddie Van Halen and wanted to pick up a guitar, you know, in the 80s? And I'm sure for you, you know, maybe you saw Elvis or Scotty Moore, Elvis's guitarist, on TV, or maybe you saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan and said, oh, gosh, I want to be like those guys.
Talking about the Beatles, Paul McCartney, you know, saw Jimi Hendrix at the Bag of Nails in 1967. And when you spoke with Paul, he kind of said there's no more guitar heroes, at least temporarily.
One thing that's interesting about this story, and you could see it at the Washington Post, we actually purchased a guitar and set it on fire for our online design. So I suggest folks go over there. But there's a huge list of comments and debates from this story. And one thing that I'm hearing is people will say, oh, you people say there are no guitar heroes. Well, what about? And then they tick off a list of excellent guitar players, some people who are quite young. And what I don't think those people understand is I'm not saying there aren't excellent guitar players. There certainly are. It's just those aren't the same people that are influencing kids and making them pick up a guitar. And when you really think about it, you can't find those people. So like I might love Mark Rebo or, you know, in the 70s. I mean, a guy who was around at the same time as Jimmy Page or Eddie Van Halen is Alan Holdsworth. Great guitarist. But kids didn't buy a guitar because of Alan Holdsworth. They bought it because of Eddie Van Halen. So when you think about it and do like a mental checklist and you say, who are the young guitar heroes today? You can't really find them. You start saying, well, maybe Jack White. Okay, maybe the guy from the Black Keys. But first of all, those guys are like in their 40s. They're old like I am. But beyond that, they don't have the same power and influence as the other folks I was talking about, you know?
Did anything you think have to do with a lot of these people coming out of the 60s, the American Cultural Revolution?
Well, I think it wasn't just that they were coming out of the 60s. It was that in the 60s, there was a lot of incredible, innovative guitar music emerging. So, you know, whether you had Clapton, Beck, Page, Jimi Hendrix, Carlos Santana, Mike Bloomfield. I mean, we could just keep going down that list. Sometimes when they were playing something, they were playing it for the first time. That's not insignificant. And then, you know, I think a big issue came in the 80s when hip-hop became popular. The dividing line is 1986, July 4th, 1986, when Walk This Way, the Run DMC song done with Aerosmith, comes out. And that's the first hip-hop song that white radio, rock radio, plays because it's got two scraggly white guys on it. So that changes things quite a bit. And obviously hip-hop doesn't really use guitar in the same way. And then you also have the fact that it became so much easier with home studios and GarageBand and things like that. It's so much easier to make music without actually having technique or technical skill. I'm not saying not having skill. I think DJs and producers are just as skilled today as ever. But playing guitar is a hard thing. You got to practice that thing. You got to sit in a room and play like 10 hours a day to get real good. And a lot of people just don't want to go through that. They can take a sample for somewhere and use it, you know?
So in your conversation with Richard Ash, the chief executive of Sam Ash, one of the largest family-owned music stores in the country, he had an observation on demographics, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Richard Ash basically said, you know, our customers are growing older and soon they'll be gone. And he's right, because what's happening is, this becomes an issue of demographics and looking at birth rates. And the fact is, on a simple level, there just aren't as many children being produced now as during the baby boomer generation. But then the other thing that's happening is that the boomers were the ones who had all this wealth come in, had these big homes, and could fill them with guitars and could buy guitars and put them on the wall. And now the boomers are getting older and they're getting smaller places and they're downsizing and they're saying, oh, maybe I don't need 10 guitars. Maybe I only need three. And so instead of consuming them now and purchasing more, they're actually selling them off and putting old guitars back on the market. The problem with that is that the millennials on the other side are not there to replace them. So, you know, what you see in the guitar world is not all that different from what you see in the world of, you know, symphony orchestras, the graying of that audience, but without the younger people there to step in.
In your article, it states that the two biggest guitar names, Gibson and Fender, definitely aren't making money like they used to.
No, they're not. And Gibson and Fender, you know, for different reasons, Gibson has made some decisions on products in recent years, self-tuners on guitars, which have been very controversial, basically creating guitars that had little computers on them that would allow you to press a button and you could tune it automatically. Thing is, for whatever reason, many guitarists didn't like that. Guitarists are traditionalists in many ways. And also, it made the guitars much more expensive or more expensive. And so they've had to step back from that quite a bit. You could still get that technology, but it's not part of the guitar. So that's one piece. And then Fender tried to expand a few years ago and was gobbling up other companies and also tried to go public. And I think that also hurt Fender. I saw them at that show in California. I mean, there are lots and lots of individual guitar makers all over the world now. And there are lots of alternatives, whether it's buying a new guitar made by somebody who makes a guitar just as good as a Fender or a Gibson, or it could be going to Reverb or eBay or Craigslist and buying a used guitar, which is an alternative for people. And I've done both.
Hey, let's close with this little comment. Andy Mooney, the Fender CEO, talked about Taylor Swift.
Well, Taylor Swift's a really interesting case because a lot of people wouldn't consider her a guitar hero in the purest sense. I mean, Bonnie Raitt or Jeff Beck, or you could just go down the list. All these people could play circles around her. But he considers her a guitar hero and says that nobody has sold more guitars than Taylor Swift in recent years because she does play the guitar. She appears on stage and people want to emulate her and want to be like her. So in particular, women have been playing more guitar than in the past. And the other piece of that is when you look at someone like Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran, acoustic guitar sales have remained pretty consistent. And a few years ago, overtook electric, which, as I said in the story, would have been unheard of in the sort of hairband era. So that's what he meant by that. And I think that's a perfect example of someone who is a guitar hero without being the best guitarist out there.
Jeff Edgers, thanks for hanging out with us this evening on Around Cincinnati.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me on.
We've been in conversation with the Washington Post national arts reporter, Jeff Edgers, and we've been talking about the slow, secret death of the six-string electric guitar. If you'd like to find out more information about this, visit us on the web at wvxu.org/Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.